a fountain in the living room, and ceilings painted with scenes from Greek mythology. Soon, those signature buildings began popping up all over the Big Apple, and later, across the country. Now there's even one in Istanbul, all brandishing his name, Trump. Though now, because of the things he said during his campaign,
I don't know what I said, I don't remember!
Some residents of buildings that bear his name want out.
That man we have found does not represent our values.
Some, like broadcaster Keith Oberman, sold and moved away.
I couldn't go under the sign anymore that said Trump Palace without spitting. Because it's, and I ran out of spit.
If I asked you to name another condo builder, you couldn't do it.
Donald Trump went all in on Atlantic City, opening several casinos, a huge gamble.
Did you know anything about the gaming industry?
I knew the numbers, I knew the economics.
And the numbers were staggering. By the late 80s, he says his three casinos were making $15 million a week. Trump hit the jackpot by luring celebrities to the gambling mecca. Chief among them, Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson, and Hulk Hogan.
Thank God Donald Trump's a Hulkamaniac!
That relentless desire to win made his name a modern synonym for success and celebrity in his own right. Authoring best-selling books, making cameos in movies.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
On television.
I'm gonna tell you what, doing another 50 grand, I cut the grass for you every Saturday.
Even commercials.
We eat our pizza the wrong way.
Crust first.
If flaunting it was the game, Trump was the name.
My new game is Trump, the game.
Because it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether you win.
He continued to win not only by being a businessman, but as being a business himself. The name Trump is such a brand for success that it has been licensed on an astonishing range of products.
Trump Model Management.
What does this guy not have his name on?
The reason my real estate is successful is they know if I put the name Trump on it, it's going to be the best.
But in the 90s, his fiery mix of hubris and vision caused him to win and lose fortunes. When a casino analyst made this prediction about the Trump Taj Mahal...
When December and January roll around, you could see business drop off 30 or 40%.
He learned firsthand what kind of trouble challenging Trump's numbers can get you. Trump threatened to sue, and the analyst was fired.
Are you going to fight it to the bitter end?
I always fight to the bitter end, don't I?
In the end, he was forced to fold the Trump Taj Mahal casino, resulting in job losses, and his commercial airline, Trump Shuttle, grounded.
I was at the highest of all pedestals, the hottest in the country. Everything I touched turned to gold. And then one day, the pedestal was knocked out from under me.
Midas had lost his touch. Donald Trump's businesses filed for bankruptcy twice. He explained his financial woes to us in 1994.
I had billions of dollars of debt, in excess of $5 billion. I had $975 million worth of personal debt.
Despite the losses and two more corporate bankruptcies, Trump continued to promote a picture of profits and power.
I fought back and I won.
Now my company's bigger than it ever was. It's stronger than it ever was.
Tim O'Brien, who wrote a biography on Trump, says his specialty wasn't building, but branding.
What he essentially has been is a robust branding and marketing operation and an incredible self-promotion. He's essentially a human shingle.
What are you worth?
Well, that's always a question I hate to answer because it's like, who cares?
I know, but I love to. I care. I'm going to care.
Forbes magazine says I'm worth a lot. Would I say that I'm worth $5
billion?
I would say I'm worth more than $5 billion, but it's irrelevant.
That year, Forbes estimated his worth at only $2.5 billion. But the actual number, the American public has no idea. Remember, he refused to release his tax returns.
So you've got to ask yourself, why won't he release his tax returns? Maybe he's not as rich as he says he is.
But back in 2004, Donald Trump took another risk, something few celebrities of his caliber had ever tried. A reality TV show about himself and the cutthroat business world, The Search for His Apprentice.
I'm here to see Donald Trump.
Okay. The risk paid huge dividends. 20 million people watched him grill young Trump wannabes in the boardroom every week.
I didn't come here to make friends. You all.
Omarosa Manigault, now a senior advisor to the Donald Trump campaign, was a contestant on the show.
What was your first impression the first time you saw him up close?
So the first time Donald walked into the boardroom, he took one of those infamous Donald Trump breaths, like...
Hello, everybody.
Okay, folks. I literally almost laughed. It was like a caricature of the person.
Then you realize that's the way he is.
He goes, you, what's your story? He doesn't ease into it. He was just immediately.
Yeah. Don't waste time.
And if you did or screwed up, you heard that infamous phrase.
You're fired.
When we come back, we go from the boardroom to the bedroom. Donald Trump's private life. The father, the husband, the playboy.
Look this way, Lisa.
Donald Trump, the making of a president, will continue right after this.
This week only, Edwards Carpet is having its most incredible sale of the year. In fact, the most incredible sale ever. Well, okay, I know, after months of holiday shopping and hundreds of commercials that sound just like this one does so far, where does Edwards get off saying most incredible sale ever, this week only, just days after Christmas, when everybody else is telling you to drop everything and run to their incredible sale? Well, if you're even remotely thinking about new carpeting and you've been waiting for a big enough sale, then move back from your radio, because here it comes. Now, through January 4th, Edwards' top-of-the-line 65-ounce 25-year warranty carpet that usually goes for $7.99 a square foot is only $4.99 a square foot, plus a thick 7/16 inch 8-pound pad free, installed free, and this week only. Interested now? We'll take up your old carpet and move your furniture free. There, if you don't think that's an incredible sale, you must have had some kind of holiday.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Open New Year's.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500 and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business, freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages? You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS, with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the fast IRS tax relief hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
Cold St. Louis weather is just right around the corner. Now, don't be surprised when you turn on your furnace. Get your furnace checked out now for the winter season. Give K&K Heating and Cooling a call today at 636-493-6635. Save money by making sure your furnace is running as efficiently as possible. A furnace tune-up not only includes cleaning that keeps your furnace running efficiently, but also catches small problems before they turn into major and costly repairs. K&K Heating and Cooling meets the highest professional standards in the business, from our employee training to ongoing customer service. We take pride in our fast response time, quality workmanship, and a friendly staff with over 25 years of experience in residential HVAC. Call today at 636-493-6635. K&K works on all brands and all types of heating equipment. A furnace safety check includes the cleaning and the inspection of the furnace burner and the heat exchanger. Call K&K Heating and Cooling, 636-493-6635.
I don't have sinus problems, so I don't know how bad it can be, but some of my friends talk about it, and I see what they go through, and I feel so terrible for them. Every time I see a friend with sinus problems, I tell them about my other friend, Dr. Karen Boone at Metro Sinus. She's an ear, nose, and throat doctor in St. Charles, and people come from all over the region to go get help from Dr. Karen Boone in Metro Sinus. She will solve your sinus problems one way or the other. But what's great about Dr. Karen Boone is that she has perfected a procedure called balloon sinuplasty. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections. In fact, colds, well, we all get colds, but people with sinus infections and sinus issues, their colds last for weeks at a time because they don't drain properly. Dr. Karen Boone can solve that problem. Covered by insurance, covered by Medicare, and it's an hour-long procedure, so you're back to work the next day. 636-685-8040 or Dr. Karen Boone at MetroSinus.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather.
call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Changes in weather can lead to colds and other ailments. Rely on the most accurate, easiest to use thermometer, the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Exogen is available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Can Carson Kressley, Boy George, and Real Housewife Kyla Richards really impress the Terminator? Don't miss the premiere of the all-new Celebrity Apprentice with new boss Arnold Schwarzenegger tonight on NBC.
You're listening to Donald Trump, the making of a president. Once again, here's your host, ABC News correspondent Tom Yamas.
In the early 90s, Donald Trump is on the hunt for three things: power, money, and women. Wife Ivana Trump is one of those beautiful and intelligent women. She's just not the only one. The couple's 14-year marriage is on the rocks after whispers of an affair with Marla Maples, a woman the tabloids have dubbed the Georgia Peach. Wife Ivana, who has three kids with Donald, tells ABC's Primetime she never saw it coming.
Did you see warning signs? I didn't.
Are you following the Trump thing? You can't miss it.
The latest dispatch from the front in the battle of Trump versus Trump.
The front page fiasco of lovers, lawyers, and large settlements.
In the end, Ivana gets more than $20 million in a divorce settlement in 1992. A year later, Donald weds Maples, a former beauty queen. But for Donald Trump, one beauty queen simply won't do. So in 1996, he buys them all.
Can you stand it?
Purchasing the Miss Universe pageant and putting Marla front and center as the new co-host.
If for any reason Miss Universe cannot complete her reign, the first runner-up will become Miss Universe.
But soon, it's Marla Maples' universe that's about to change. Her marriage to the Donald is now in trouble.
I give it 4 months.
Actually, the relationship lasts just under 4 years. Here's Marla leaving divorce court, a little wealthier and a lot wiser.
This got away.
Look this way, Lisa.
Playboy Donald is back playing the field and wants everyone to know about it. He even has a publicist named John Miller, a guy who sounds a lot like Trump himself. Take a listen. Trump denies the voice is his. Reporters are left amused and or confused. But in the world of Trump, any news is good news. In 1998, Donald finally meets his match at a party in New York City. A model from Slovenia named Melania, who told Barbara Walters she played hard to get.
What's your first impression of Donald Trump?
Well, he was very charming, and we had a great sparkle. He came with a date, so he asked me for the number, and I said, I will not give you my number. So if you give me your numbers, I will call you. And he was known as kind of a ladies' man, but we had...
The two marry in 2005. Donald is a generation older than his model bride.
Your husband has been married twice before. Did you have any concerns that it might not work out?
No, I didn't have any concerns. We have a great chemistry, and to be with the man as my husband is, you need to know who you are. You need to have a very independent life as well, and supporting him. You need to be very smart and quick and be there for him when he needs you.
After a year, they have a son, Baron, now 10 years old, who Melania refers to as Little Donald. Father and son share a love of golf.
When he comes home, we spend time together, two of us, or two of us and Baron. Just be at home, because that's really quality time together.
Quality time for Trump's older kids, Donald Jr., Ivanka, Eric, and Tiffany, was not always at home.
Your father has said that he was not, I'm using his words, very present when you were growing up.
I would challenge him on that, because he was very available to us and accessible to us.
If we called, he took the phone. I mean, from when we were 6 years old, I'd call. He'd be negotiating with the CEO of a major bank or whatever it may be, and he would make them wait. He'd take the call from us.
Our times together were learning, you know, playing in his office. He would always sneak me down to get a candy bar, you know, in the lobby.
Does it take time for him to kind of mold into that role, or is it just different? He's more old-fashioned? How would you describe it?
Instead of going out in the backyard and throwing around a football with them, they would come down to his office and be playing with Legos and, you know, toys there in his office while he's doing business deals. He found a way that was true to him to connect with us that maybe is a little less traditional. You know, his work is his passion, and he found a way to share it with us.
They say their father also taught them to respect the value of a dollar.
To say we weren't spoiled would be laughable, but we were spoiled with great education, great experiences, but we weren't the kids showing up to college with, you know, a Ferrari. We always had to sort of earn whatever it is that we wanted.
And it seems the Donald Trump work ethic is genetic.
I think we all have a very competitive spirit, and I think that can be harnessed in one of two ways, to our detriment, meaning that we're competitive in spite of ourselves, or for the positive, which means we push each other.
Ivanka is perhaps the most well-known of the group, and quite possibly Daddy's favorite.
You better do a good job or you're fired.
Who is his favorite?
I'm going with Ivanka.
Today, three Trump children work as executive vice presidents at the family business, trying to keep pace with their dad.
Sometimes I'll tell him, like, oh, you have to, you know, slow down, but it's the only speed he knows. And I kind of love that about him.
Tiffany, Trump's daughter by his second wife, Marla Maples, recently graduated from her father's alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania.
I think that it's all I know. I'm so happy to be Tiffany Trump. I'm so happy to be, you know, in the family I'm in with my siblings and my father and my mother.
Trump's eight grandchildren are also being groomed for the family business.
Look at this, huh? What a trip.
What is your father like as a grandfather?
He's been great.
Everyone having a good time?
I can see my kids just running up to him and giving a hug. They just respect him a lot.
Those grandchildren have an unlikely uncle in 10-year-old Barrett.
We joke, you have to really respect your uncle, even though there's a one-year difference. So that drives my kids crazy.
But will this family become the first family? How a simple joke may have pushed Donald Trump towards the presidency.
And we were all taking bets, like, who actually thinks he's going to go out and do this?
Donald Trump, the making of a president, will continue. Right after this.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-8108.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-500-8108. That's 1-800-500-8108.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-3214 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-3214 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-3214. That's 800-614-3214. Call now. Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Changes in weather can lead to colds and other ailments. Rely on the most accurate, easiest to use thermometer, the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Exogen is available at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Donald Trump, the making of a president. Here's your host, ABC News correspondent Tom Yannis.
Anybody with any modicum of ego would probably like to be president of the United States.
New York developer Donald Trump.
But I certainly don't see that in the cards.
Is he running for something?
I have zero political aspiration.
Donald Trump spends decades in the public eye professing his ambition is aimed at wealth, not the Commonwealth. High office buildings, not high office.
I love what I do, and I really believe I do it better than anyone else. But if I can point out the deficiencies in the way our system is going, if I can point out certain stupidities, I've done a great service to the country.
That service included perpetuating a false race-baiting conspiracy theory that the nation's first black president wasn't born in America and therefore not entitled to hold office, which in turn triggers what some say is the Trump U-turn from Park Avenue to Pennsylvania Avenue and a path to the White House. It comes 5 years ago.
I was invited by a lot of people.
Citizen Trump, so you come here, birther and billionaire, sitting in the audience of the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Donald Trump is here tonight.
The future president-elect is just a punchline.
No one is prouder to put this birth certificate matter to rest than the Donald. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing?
He wasn't laughing.
No, I mean, he was like a couple tables over from me, and I kept looking to check, and he didn't crack a smile.
What's your greatest weakness?
Well, I don't love criticism. I don't love unfair criticism.
He certainly would bring some change to the White House.
Did that moment of public ridicule ignite an age-old instinct for personal payback? No. Trump told Barbara Walters it wasn't personal. Well, it was strictly business.
You look at what's going on with our trade deals, which are so horrendous and so one-sided. You look at what's going on with jobs.
It begins with this moment, June 16, 2015, a showman's grand entrance, descending as if from the clouds down the escalator at Trump Tower in New York.
And we were all taking bets, like who actually thinks he's going to go out and do this?
Daughter Ivanka launching a campaign that was to become very much a family affair.
Today, I have the honor of introducing a man who needs no introduction.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara.
There were so many people, especially at the beginning of his campaign, that didn't take him seriously. Didn't think he had a shot to win, but that didn't stop him.
A maverick outsider, true to form, breaking all the rules of civic discourse for one thing.
Because our leaders are stupid.
Stupid, stupid people.
Wah. Bing, bing, bong, and dat.
The primary colors run red as Trump unleashes a stone-cold style of smackdown.
So wrong.
Backyard, no rules wrestling.
Here, let me just say, excuse me.
Somebody say Uncle Debate.
So we can get the hell out of here. Not bad.
Applying his businessman's branding genius to label his opponent opponents indelibly with those now famous nicknames.
Don't worry about it, little Marco. I've given my answer, Lion Ted. Jeb Bush is a low energy person. Crooked Hillary Clinton.
Bad mouthing politicians was one thing, but Trump has that one step beyond quality that led him to bad mouth entire swaths of the population as well.
When Mexico sends its people, they're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Omarosa Manigault is a senior advisor who worked on African-American outreach during the campaign.
Has being so close to Donald Trump affected any of your personal relationships with friends or family?
There are people who stopped talking to me, and I will never forget the people who turned their backs on me when all I was trying to do was help the black community. It's been so incredibly hard.
Has your father ever said anything on the campaign trail that made you cringe?
Truthfully, no.
He's not a big believer in PC culture, where every statement you make, you have to vet very carefully through thousands of people.
He speaks in a way that the average person can understand. I think that's refreshing for everyone.
The billionaire in his tailored suits and private aircraft resonating with the working class.
Although he's extremely wealthy, he likes very simple things. This entire campaign, I've had more fast food than I've ever consumed in my entire life.
Now, my friends!
While the Clinton campaign tested 85 different slogans, Trump's was a crystal clear distillation of both anger and aspiration.
What I want to do is make America great again. Very simple.
As the campaign wore on, it became clear that Trump's renegade style wasn't just an act, it was a strategy. Lack of political experience, that's a plus, not a minus.
And politicians, they're all talk, they're no action.
30-second ads? Who needs them when you can use Twitter? Good press? Fine. Bad press? Better. Just attack the media.
Like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze.
My why, why am I sleazy?
You're a sleaze because you know the facts and you know the facts well.
Go ahead.
Donald J.
Primary season becomes a traveling circus for Trump and a death march for his rivals.
Tonight, Donald Trump, the only Republican left standing.
When we come back, a coronation in Cleveland. But the Trump campaign is about to get hit by a bus.
Donald Trump, the making of a president, will continue right after this.
Tired of smudge-filled, scratch-filled reading glasses that break every 10 minutes? Tired of buying 7 pair for $20 and them not working? I have a solution for you. Elegant Readers. Right now, I'm looking through my pair of Teddies, as in Teddy Roosevelt's, thanks to Elegant Readers. Look, let's first talk about price. You're not going to spend $1,000, and you're not going to spend $7. You're going to spend a reasonable amount of money, $20, $30, $40, $50. And these glasses at Elegant Readers are going to last. They're scratch-proof. Now, let's talk about durability. You can sit on them, and you can use them, right? They're glasses. Use them, and they will not break. So they're long-lasting, scratch-resistant. Let's talk style. Holy mackerel. They got all sorts of styles. You'll be in there for weeks trying to find the favorite pair. Elegant Readers. Where is it? It's on Clayton Road, right next to Ledoux Pharmacy, across from Sportsman's Park. ElegantReaders.com. That's ElegantReaders.com. We'll see you there and get some peepers at ElegantReaders.com.
The folks at Stefanina's like to think big, like their extra-large 20-inch pizza. Better make extra space in your car before you pick up one of these babies. Like their pasta. Stefanina's serves huge pasta portions. Say that 3 times fast. Huge pasta portions. Huge pasta portions. Yeah, you got the idea. Big salads, big entrees, even big desserts. Got a big family, a big party, or just a big appetite? Stefanina serves big food for a small price at all 5 locations, the restaurant in O'Fallon or the express locations in St. Charles, St. Peter's, and now in the Chesterfield Valley. Big savings on daily specials or on the website, stefspizza.com, stefspizza.com. It's Stefanina's and it's big. How do you spell big? Stefanina's.
Now at Metro Lighting, get a two-pack of Philips Soft White 60-watt equivalent fully dimmable LED bulbs for just $7.95. These Energy Star certified bulbs are warranted and last over 22 years or 25,000 hours. Save up to $150 per incandescent bulb replaced. For the guaranteed lowest price anywhere on these bulbs, shop local and save at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for your nearest location while supplies last. See store for details.
Get the steak and cheese footlong for only $6 from Subway. It's packed with lean steak. Get it with red onions, green peppers, and Chipotle Southwest sauce for only $6 for a limited time. Changes in weather can lead to colds and other ailments. Rely on the most accurate, easiest to use thermometer, the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Exogen is available at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
You're listening to Donald Trump, the making of a president. Once again, here's your host, ABC News correspondent Tom Yamas.
You were expecting understated, maybe? Forget about it. This is the Donald, after all, making his grand appearance at the Republican National Convention.
He once told me that when he was in front of all these crowds, he felt like a rock star without a guitar.
The conventions highlighted a curious contradiction for Trump. Despite his lifelong cultivation of his celebrity status, his convention was notably bereft of Hollywood high wattage. Scott Baio is what passed for star power. Ironically, while the Democratic convention did have an endless parade of stars, it was a complete unknown who made the most impact. The Muslim father of a slain U.S. serviceman.
You have sacrificed nothing.
That criticism brought into play that key Trump trait. No slight is too small. No one is above or below attack. Even a Gold Star father.
Well, that sounds, who wrote that? Did Hillary's scriptwriters write it?
On the eve of the first presidential debate, Trump was bucking orthodoxy again. Compared to the days Clinton spent studying and practicing, he preferred to spend much of his time on the campaign trail, where he had often been bombastic.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
The improvisational style, with its pluses and perils, on full display at the first presidential debate. For the first 30 minutes, Trump is on his best behavior, sticking to his talking points.
We have to renegotiate our trade deals.
But as Hillary's constant barbs sink in,
so a man who can be provoked by a tweet should not have his fingers anywhere near the nuclear codes.
Trump reverts to form before our very eyes.
Donald supported the invasion of Iraq.
Wrong.
That is absolutely
wrong.
Then came the huge October surprise, the Access Hollywood footage of Trump with correspondent Billy Bush.
Grab him by the do anything.
Trump's seemingly cavalier attitude about forcing himself on women ignited a firestorm of outrage. Less than a week later, there are new accusations. The man whose children laud him as a family man suddenly under the microscope for allegations of sexual misconduct.
It wasn't the father-in-law that I knew. It wasn't the man that I knew.
And once again, the winner take all. Trump hangs tough, even while fellow Republicans are calling for him to quit.
You just have to hunker down and focus and know that what you're doing is you're doing right by the people.
A scandal that might derail any other campaign instead prompts Trump to charge forward.
Every woman lied. Total fabrication. All of these liars will be sued after the election is over.
I never, ever quit. I never give up. And in one way, that can be a little aggravating to people. In another way, I think it's a good trait.
But despite Trump's my way or the highway reputation, there are signs during his campaign that he is willing to adapt and change.
I was actually pleasantly surprised by how many times he did ask me for my opinion, how many times he asks his other senior staff for their opinion.
Trump's advisors fight to keep him on message, reportedly preventing him from tweeting. And finally, making sure he stays disciplined at his campaign rallies. Just listen to what sounds like an inner monologue.
We've got to be nice and cool, nice and cool. No sidetracks, Donald. Nice and easy now.
With days to go until the election, Trump is exuding confidence on the stump.
We are going to win the White House. Going to win it. And we will make America great again.
But privately, his longtime friend says he had a more realistic view of the outcome.
You know, he didn't say to me, no, this is not going to happen for me. He just said, look, I'm competing every place and I'm hopeful for the best.
The morning of the election, Trump is booed at his polling place, and the internet has a good laugh when he sneaks a peek at Melania's ballot. With polls and pundits uniformly predicting a Trump defeat, the Clinton campaign is sipping champagne on their plane. Their candidate even signing a Newsweek magazine Madam President cover.
Big state for Donald Trump. Donald
but then Trump state after state, state starts falling Trump to Trump.
He is now going to be the 45th president of the United States.
Trump had seen something none of the politicians and pundits had seen. And at last, stunning victory in hand, he showed a side he's rarely shown, a capacity for graciousness.
We can work together and unify our great country.
Coming up, Mr. Trump goes to Washington. He may now be president-elect, but will he be presidential?
Donald Trump, the making of a president, will continue right after this.
Message and data rates may apply.
This is a formal apology from Force Factor to every guy out there who's looking to build muscle quickly and boost endurance. We recently released an extremely powerful professional-grade muscle-building supplement called Volcano at GNC. Due to overwhelming demand, GNC has struggled to keep Volcano in stock. If you tried to get Volcano, but were unable to because it was out of stock, we want to make it right by giving you a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting RIGHT to 369-369. Volcano gives you an explosive pre-workout boost in nitric oxide, dramatically amplifying your energy and power. You'll tackle every rep with more intensity and endurance, better drive and performance, and faster recovery, resulting in a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Again, if you're a serious weightlifter who was unable to get Volcano at GNC, we're going to make it right by sending you a complimentary bottle. Text RIGHT to 369-369. That's RIGHT to 369-369.
Rhythmic Roofing, wherever you live. From Berkeley to Belleville to Richmond Heights to Melville. Glendale to Shrewsbury, the Central West End. Sunset Hills to Soulard, the one you know. Rhythmic Roofing, wherever you go. Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000.
Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
This is Donald Trump, the making of a president. Once more, here's your host, ABC News correspondent Tom Yamas.
This is one of the most beautiful buildings in New York City, if not the world.
Kellyanne Conway showing me the balcony at Trump Tower. As we chat, cheers break out across the way.
They're happy.
Maybe they think you're Mike Pence.
Yeah, right?
There's been plenty of celebrating all around Trump's red cap nation. Millions of Americans voicing their excitement that the newest Trump residence in Washington will be 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But thousands of others have taken to the streets across the country in protest. As the nation struggles to heal, how will the persona of Donald Trump, the candidate, transition to Donald Trump, the president? Trump himself listed his priorities on Capitol Hill.
Very strong with immigration, looking at border, looking at jobs, big league jobs.
I know he's going to do such an incredible job. And I actually think the people who were against him the entire time, who probably are still upset that he's president, are going to be the ones that come around and see what a great job he does. And I actually think a lot of those people are going to vote for him for a second term.
But what will a Trump White House really look like? So much is still unknown, and the clock is ticking.
Fired up tonight, right?
I was fired up. You better believe it.
This man, whom I've followed for more than 500 days on the campaign trail, prides himself on his big ideas, but often leaves the small details to others, and trusting only a small group of his proven allies. People who know Trump well predict exciting times ahead.
So a Donald Trump presidency will be
unprecedented and incredible.
Very, very unpredictable.
Selling the air rights over the White House.
You know, people should get to know the man behind the moon.
Now that the election is over, the focus is not only on the man himself, but the men and women he's choosing to populate his cabinet. Some of those appointments have been more controversial than others. Joining us now is ABC News political director Rick Klein. And Rick, first, what strikes you about some of the names of the president-elect and the people he's appointed?
The first thing that strikes me, Tom, is that President-elect Trump is turning to people that he campaigned with. These are the folks that populated the campaign rallies around the country. When you look at a Jeff Sessions, when you look at a Ben Carson, these are people that were advocates for him at every step of the way. And it seems like a team of loyalists, first and foremost. Now, he's sprinkled in some surprises along the way, and I think he will surprise us as a governing president. But what I've said to people who are surprised by some of these choices is that what you see is what you get. Elections have consequences, and Donald Trump has made that quite clear. And you're going to see an agenda that's enacted along the lines of the one that he campaigned on.
Trump has always promoted his businesses, but now he's going to have to separate himself. How do you see him as the commander-in-chief, but also removing himself from the chief executive officer of the Trump Organization?
This question will dominate every minute of the entire Trump presidency. His holdings, his business interests are so vast, so wide. They affect so many different countries and so many different business leaders. He's going to be challenged on this every moment. And I think it's going to be on him as the president to self-enforce on the press and on his critics in Congress to hold his feet to the fire for a lot of these things. But so much of it is going to be him figuring it out on his own. And we've seen already in his leadership style, his willingness to use the carrot and the stick of the bully pulpit and to go out and call out individual business leaders. And so often that has consequences on international policy, on trade arrangements, and even on his own business arrangements. And I think the way that he's used his family, the way that he has placed his business at the center of his own identity, all of it creates a whole set of fresh challenges. And we know that President-elect Trump says he is cognizant of this and will address it, but he's going to address it in his own way. He's not going to do it in the traditional way that other presidents have, where they wall themselves off entirely from their business arrangements in a blind trust. That isn't Trump. That isn't the nature of the Trump business, and that won't be the nature of the Trump presidency.
On that earlier point of the carrot and the stick, one of the platforms he's using, as you know, Rick, is Twitter. And he said he was going to be more reserved. He was going to kind of watch himself. Those are my words, but I'm sort of paraphrasing what he said about after he won the election and using Twitter. But he's at it every day, at all hours of the day. He hasn't stopped. It's just like the campaign.
And, Tom, we have to expect now a presidency that works that way. If something sets him off, he reads something, he sees something on television, and he reacts to it in real time in that visceral way. You know, during the campaign, you know well, Tom, there were aides and advisors that tried to take his Twitter away from him and try to say, behave yourself on social media. But you know what? He won, and he won doing it his way. And I think his connection with voters is so real and so visceral that he feels like this is an important part of it and that he wants to have this unfiltered access to, in the words of one of his advisors, that this is like owning the New York Times without the debt and without the overhead. And he's able to just put his word out there in that unfiltered way. It does have big consequences, and there's a potential out there for major international incidents and big political freakouts over things that the president, soon to be president, tweets in the morning when he wakes up. People will spend a lot of time digesting that, but they have to get used to it because it's clear that Donald Trump is not going to change this part of his behavior.
Incredible insight from one of the best in the business, ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Tom.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. For everyone here at ABC News, I'm Tom Yamas.
Donald Trump, The Making of a President, was produced by David Ryan. This has been a special presentation from ABC News Radio.
Tired of smudge-filled, scratch-filled reading glasses that break every 10 minutes? Tired of buying 7 pair for $20 and them not working? I have a solution for you. Elegant Readers. Right now, I'm looking through my pair of Teddies, as in Teddy Roosevelt's, thanks to Elegant Readers. Look, let's first talk about price. You're not going to spend $1,000 and you're not going to spend $7. You're going to spend a reasonable amount of money. $20, $30, $40, $50. And these glasses at Elegant Readers are going to last. They're scratch-proof. Now, let's talk about durability. You can sit on them and you can use them, right? They're glasses. Use them. And they will not break. So they're long-lasting, scratch-resistant. Let's talk style. Holy mackerel. They got all sorts of styles. You'll be in there for weeks trying to find the favorite pair. Elegant Readers. Where is it? It's on Clayton Road, right next to Ledoux Pharmacy, across from Sportsman's Park. ElegantReaders.com. That's ElegantReaders.com. We'll see you there and get some peepers at ElegantReaders.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
This is a formal apology from Force Factor to every guy out there who's looking to build muscle quickly and boost endurance. We recently released an extremely powerful professional-grade muscle-building supplement called Volcano at GNC. Due to overwhelming demand, GNC has struggled to keep Volcano in stock. If you tried to get Volcano, but were unable to because it was out of stock, we want to make it right by giving you a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting RIGHT to 369-369. Volcano gives you an explosive pre-workout boost in nitric oxide, dramatically amplifying your energy and power. You'll tackle every rep with more intensity and endurance, better drive and performance, and faster recovery, resulting in a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Again, if you're a serious weightlifter who was unable to get Volcano at GNC, we're going to make it right by sending you a complimentary bottle. Text RIGHT to 369-369. That's RIGHT to 369-369.
Now at Metro Lighting, get a 2-pack of Philips Soft White 60-watt equivalent fully dimmable LED bulbs for just $7.95. These Energy Star certified bulbs are warranted and last over 22 years or 25,000 hours. Save up to $150 per incandescent bulb replaced. For the guaranteed lowest price anywhere on these bulbs, shop local and save at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for your nearest location while supplies last. See store for details.
Get the steak and cheese footlong for only $6 from Subway. It's packed with lean steak. Get it with red onions, green peppers, and Chipotle Southwest sauce for only $6 for a limited time.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.